nuclear power, no thanks.
Yes, my name is Leona Morgan, and I came from New Mexico. I'm Diné. On Navajo Nation, there are over 523 abandoned uranium mines that are identified. In the United States, there's over 15,000 abandoned uranium mines. And uranium is used for nuclear energy and nuclear weapons. And so what we're asking for is to stop the production of high-level nuclear waste, to stop nuclear reactors, and to stop uranium mining, because our people are dealing with a lot of contamination, which leads to health problems, and they're desecrating sacred places. Like in New Mexico, there's Mount Taylor, where uranium was taken and used in bombs to drop in Japan during World War II. Right now, the Grand Canyon is an area that is threatened, as well as the Black Hills in South Dakota. And a lot of sacred places all over the world are endangered because about 70 to 75% of uranium mining occurs on indigenous lands, where people are living, working, playing, praying. And this is not just our concern for today, but our future generations.
You talked about some of the health effects. Can you be specific about those, what you're seeing?
So there's a correlation between the proximity of people living near abandoned uranium mines and also near nuclear reactors. And so in our area, we've noticed an increase of cancer, kidney disease, different autoimmune diseases, and also, of course, the birth defects. And so we're not sure what all the effects are, because the World Health Organization will never study it, because they have an agreement with some of the nuclear powers in the world. And so some people, community people, college students, and individuals have taken it upon themselves to do some health studies. And so what they found is that it is having problems with the autoimmune system. And there are some correlations between different cancers, but we don't have enough health studies. And so we know, as people that lived around these places, when our relatives die and get different diseases, either related to either different cancers or kidney problems, we know it's related to uranium mining. But when they die, because there's no studies, we can't really prove it. And so sometimes our own tribe says there's no direct correlation. So right now, it's just like the fracking. We're having the same problem because there's no health studies relating fracking to the various health problems. Even though we know it's happening, we don't have the scientific proof. So we need more health studies. But we do know that it does affect our genetics, and it does affect the water. It affects, you know, all human life. There were some studies done in New Mexico. Right now, people at UNM are doing a study called the Birth Cohort Study, and they also did one called the Diné Project. And
did you say Birth Cohort Study?
Yeah, the Navajo Birth Cohort Study. You can Google that. And so at NAU, there's some students who have done testing of the water. So one of my colleagues, Tommy Rock, he did a health study with Chris Shuey, a water study with Chris Shuey, and they got money from the EPA. The EPA isn't even doing these studies, but a student got money to do water sampling, and they found out that people in Sanders, Arizona were getting water through their tap. And so there are some students also at NAU doing studies on the sheep, because we eat sheep. And so they're trying to figure out, well, how much of the radioactive effects are going into the tissue of the sheep, and then how much, you know, do we get when we eat it. So we do know that some of the toxins, they'll be living inside the sheep's, like, kidneys and liver, where they, the organs that clean out the body, and we eat those. So there's various pathways from the uranium to our health, either through the water, the plants, the animals, and of course the air. If we should breathe in an alpha particle, is pretty much a guaranteed lung cancer.
Final message?
In order to bring about a change in the uranium and nuclear struggle, we need to unite indigenous people and others to stop not just uranium mining, but nuclear energy and nuclear weapons production all around the world.